Oh my goodness! 4-1!
Oh my goodness!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jimmy Smith Show, starring number 22, Double Deuce, Jimmy Smith.
Hey, Jimmy!
Congratulations!
Come on.
We're inside the 24-hour window, so he might still be celebrating. Are you still celebrating, Jimmy?
Do you celebrate with anything? I forget who it was that used to have ice cream, like weird different ice creams.
Oh, that was Weta.
Okay, yeah. Do you have anything like that?
Yeah, I kind of have like a whole Casamigos glass.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm more of a, after a good win.
Yes.
No matter what, actually, after any game I have, I go home and I definitely have a glass of Casamigos.
I like that.
Talk with the wifey.
Is that George Clooney? Yeah, that's George Clooney. And
take the edge off.
That is.
Randy Gerber. Jimmy, that was crazy. Look, the loss at Vegas was nutty. It was really exciting. Then the victory over Kansas City, thrilling. The Detroit Lions game, nuts. The Denver game was okay. It was all right, but this one, again, another instant classic. Did you guys just sort of sleepwalk through the first half because you really came alive in the second?
I'll tell you this, though. For the defense, the Denver game was great for us. That was probably our classic. Last night was a freaking whirlwind. I mean, just to be down 19 points with 12 minutes in the game, we never count ourselves out. But let's be real, like we're all human, and in that very moment you're like, man, I can't believe they came in here and pretty much put us in the bag like that. But for our team to have just to bounce back quickly and make plays the way we did and kind of overcome something that we couldn't overcome a couple years ago, which was a deficit, just lights out. That was probably the best win so far.
Absolutely. It was, and you know, it just shows how mental the game is. Like, it's psychological, because you could have easily, the whole team could have just packed it up and admitted defeat.
They don't do that
before the game is over. I know you're not, you know, you don't, but I could see it being that, like,
why?
A participant, I bet
some
people,
teams do,
and I bet people left. I bet people started to leave, like, this game's over.
Fans definitely left. I did see the stands kind of leaving.
Dang.
Fourth quarter when we were down like 16, they were leaving.
Oof.
The stadium.
I mean, how does that feel when you see that?
You can only glance up, but you got to keep your head in the game.
I mean, fans are, I love the fans that are diehard, that know football and all that. But fair weather fans, those are the ones that are just getting up. Those are the people that just asked for tickets 5 minutes ago and came to the game. So they got up and left.
Right. Yeah.
It's social event for a lot of people.
Does it get in your head?
I'm worried about the game.
Yeah.
I guess the whole time when you're losing like that, and as the minutes tick down, all you can think of is like,
yes,
okay, how do we get enough points? Stop them. Like, what time we need? It's a situation. Everything's a situation in this game, especially this last game.
Mm-hmm.
Everything from in the second half became situation. Second and third, second and three, you know, and our opponent's 43. What do we do? Because every play counted at that point. And every single play made after, when you're in a deficit, when you're in a comeback, every single play made is the most important play.
Hey, well, it was incredible. Mark Andrews, Calais Campbell, people showed up. Hollywood Brown, and of course Lamar, Jimmy, and Tavon got baited. We got a long way to go. It's a Jimmy Smith Show. Kirk McEwen, Marianne Sirk. Ravens win 31-25.
Nice. Fun day to talk
beat
about
Indianapolis.
It.
Woo, on the flagship.
Another win. Another W. As it's said in the world. I have a question. I saw that Mark Andrews, after he had his first touchdown of the season,
I know,
took a knee, and it seems like everyone gave him a minute. Is that something that was sort of a conscious move on the team's part, or did it just happen like that?
I'm not even going to lie to you. I have no idea what you're even talking about. What?
So, look, Jimmy.
I'll tell you. He right after he made his first touchdown, he took a knee. And nobody
last
was around
night?
Him.
He's a little religious moment. He took a moment, you know.
Took a moment sort of because in honor of his grandmother.
Thank you, Jesus.
His grandmother died.
And his grandmother passed away last week.
Yeah,
I thought maybe that was a conscious move on the team.
No.
And then he celebrated.
A lot of guys will take a moment for themselves, give themselves a sign of the cross, and then they hop up and everybody jumps on them after that.
Absolutely. I mean, every time I run on the field, I hit the little cross. But no, I didn't know that. I didn't know that happened. I mean, he didn't really say anything in the week. At least the defensive guys, maybe the offensive guys know, but we didn't know that somebody passed away.
Oh yeah, he talked about it. I think post game and was very emotional, and it was really sweet to hear the tribute to his grandma who had passed away. But oh, that's interesting too that the offense and defense have different lunch tables to talk at.
No, we absolutely share the same tables. It's just, you know, that I don't know. Maybe that's just something he didn't really want to be saying that everywhere.
And get it in his head. Right. Interesting.
But it was good to see Mark get untracked last night, because I guess it was a guy from Cincinnati last year said, you take away 89 and 15, which is now 5. You take away those two guys. And that's what I think teams have tried to do, is take away Mark Andrews. And to a degree, they've been successful. Last night, though, dude was all over it, and a big reason of why the Ravens win the game, Mark Andrews, last night.
Yeah, no question. Him and Marquise balled out crazy. I mean, but, you know, hats off to Lamar. Really, though, the unsung heroes are our offensive line. Well, they gave Lamar all kinds of time last night.
And
well, chasing Lamar around, as guys get gassed, they don't have any steam left. So at the end of the game, they're kind of rushing. They're kind of trying to fire off, but there's not a lot there.
Well, the dangerous part about rushing Lamar is if you create a seam, he will take it for 40.
How about Calais? Blocking that field goal was a very key part of the game, part
amazing.
Of the victory. And he even squeezed through on the next one and could have had another blocked field goal.
But you know what he did, Jimmy? By blocking that first field goal when Rodrigo came out for the second one, he pushed it to the left because he remembered Calais blocking the one on the right.
Yeah. I definitely thought that the second on the next one when they kicked again, I felt like, you know, we're going to block this. It was a point in my career here that when we had that kick six or that the block six back in Cleveland, I can't even think of the year, but that year I was like, any time we kicked the field or somebody kicked the field, I thought we could block it. Last night was the first night I'm like, I know we're going to block a kick tonight.
Wow.
It was weird.
That is funny.
But yeah. And then Calais got back there on that and then blocked it. But the guy missed two before that. But I just literally read that he had like some hip issues, so thank God he had it on last night.
I've legitimately never in my life seen that happen, because I'm not, you know, I don't watch football a lot. Now I do. Now I'm like completely invested in football, I swear. But I've never seen a field kick get blocked.
It's good when it's against your opponent.
It's fun.
Not so great
when
it's your team. And this past weekend, historic 13 missed point afters, the most in NFL history. Jimmy Smith's show.
Jimmy was psychic. He said, I think it's going to happen. And then it happens.
It happens.
So
he said it.
Dream
I believe it.
It.
That settles it. Kirk and Marianne and Jimmy on his show. The Jimmy Smith Show. And we are 5 weeks in. Ravens are 4-1. You are what your record says you are. And now Justin Herbert and the Chargers come in. But Marianne, this is an historic run. I can't remember a team that plays a game on October 11th, and then they don't play away again until November 11th.
That's right.
Four games at home and a bye week. But, yeah, Jimmy, you get to sleep at home for the next month.
I'm excited about that, that's for sure.
Daggone right.
You get to be home for Halloween.
Yeah. It's my kid's favorite holiday.
I bet.
Absolutely. Will you be able to, like, have time to go out or no?
So our last two neighborhoods I lived in, actually, they have like their own little Halloween street party, I guess,
right.
You know, so the kids don't really have to go too far. They just walk down the street a couple times and their buckets are full. Everybody has a haunted house. It's pretty cool. So
is this normal people?
I spend max maybe 40 minutes outside on Halloween night.
They collect candy for you. You can go hide it from them. And you're good for the month.
Yes. Is that a normal street, or you got athletes and wealthy businessmen on that street?
Well, I just recently moved, and this street is a lot different. The last one was like a little gated community. This one is like my house, and then down the road is another one.
Okay.
Not close neighbors, no.
I like it like that. You don't have to see.
Yeah.
That's how you get a good relationship with your neighbors. Don't talk to them.
Absolutely. I could play my music at my pool and just relax.
Hey, when you get home, is everybody up when you get home, or is it like you got to be quiet? Hey, did you see
last night?
Yeah,
last night the wifey was awake.
Okay,
definitely. She always wait. She's the, you know, biggest fan since I was a freshman in college. So,
oh, I love your story.
She's definitely she's awake, but the kids are asleep. My kids don't even make it. Like I usually have them come to the games, but the last few games, especially since now this COVID stuff's happened, there's no babies. There's like a daycare underneath the Ravens facility or the stadium for all the Ravens kids and all that, and they enjoy that. And that's gone now, so they really don't enjoy the games like I thought they would. They're asleep.
Yeah.
And they can't go in the stadium, probably.
Well, they can go in. It's just once they get in there, they're just like, and they're already used to like being with the other kids before. So they're like, why are we not going
why
downstairs?
Are we with these
I don't
want
to watch the game. They're not there for the game.
That's great. So you got to get ready now for the Chargers coming in. You probably have seen Justin Herbert lighting it up. They played the Browns 47-42 the other day, or 45-42. It was some outrageous score.
Yeah, they put points up. They have a very, very good team. We know already what we're dealing with. We played them a couple of times in the past few years, but we definitely know what type of team we're about to deal with, and we haven't played against number 10 yet, but he's a as far as I'm reading and hearing, this guy is the absolute truth. So we're going to have our hands full.
What happened? I saw what happened. Jack Doyle baited Tavon. He pushed his head into the ground last night, and Tavon hopped up like, what? And pushed him a little bit. And then Jack Doyle did the flop like he was in the, you know, premium league or whatever, playing soccer. He went right to the ground, and then they threw a flag. And here step, Jimmy, you stepped right up. Veteran leadership. Can you say, did you say, what did you say, Jimmy?
It was just, you know, have your poison that moment. Like, obviously he did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Just the way that he flopped, you know, he did that to get some type of call. They were out of field goal range. We had just stopped them on another screen pass, and, you know, it's about to be third and forever. So, players sometimes are taught to be dirty. We had a guy back, and I ain't going to name who he is, but we had a guy back in the day that would be able to tempt people on certain downs and actually make them make a mistake. And last night, Tavon, you know, he just made that mistake. But he's a poised player. I've never even seen him do anything like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you watch the film, you're just like, I can see why you did it.
Right.
And in the midst of winning a game like that, that could have actually cost us. But Tavon's a smart, headsy player. He just lost his cool in that moment.
That's interesting. All right, I do have a question. We have to take a quick break, but I have a question on the other side about S-talking on the field. I'm curious. Jimmy Smith will be right back. Yeah, we're talking about getting spicy on the field. Jimmy, has anyone ever said anything to you that got to you? I mean, I know that you guys clearly look intimidating, but there's got to be so much smack being talked.
Smith, you're punk ass. You ain't got none, you're punk.
Has anyone said anything that got you?
I personally have not had issues with any one player talking crap to me. I think my rookie year, Julian Edelman said something slick to me one time, but I really never really had that in my entire career of playing football.
Wow, but it happens, right?
I'm like, oh my goodness, Marcus Peters is probably top notch, the best crap talker I've ever heard in my life. I don't understand how players don't kill him, like how good he is that he gets under their skin. I've never met a dude that can talk the way he talks to players.
So it gets personal. Great. It gets really personal.
You want to get them out of their game.
Oh, that's absolutely so brutal. I'm surprised the mics never pick up stuff.
It does.
Does it?
Patrick Queen.
They definitely pick up way too much, and they just have to discard all of it because it can't be heard.
Marianne, you ever see the guy on the sideline? He's got a big, looks like an umbrella upside, and he's holding a big clear thing on the sidelines. He's picking up sound. That's what that guy's doing.
Okay.
Patrick Queen. Patrick Queen did something last night. He said "F" real loud. You could hear it.
Daddy, on TV. What was that word?
Hey, Haloti Ngata goes into the Ring of Honor last night. You played with him. I can't find anybody say a bad word about 92. What can you add about him?
Marcus Peters was.
Yeah, no doubt. You get about.
I mean, the type of guy he is. He's a great family man. Great teammate. Will freaking give you a car if you need it one. Like he would do anything you would ask him to do. But on the field, he's a freaking giant monster. He's savage. Like, he gets it in. But, yeah, I mean, the ultimate pro coming in, he was one of the guys. Like, you hear the Ray Lewis's, you hear the Terrell Suggs and all that. But when I got here, Logan was, like, one of the first guys that I actually got to – he allowed me to know him, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But and being a veteran, being that top all pro guy, but he's just he's weirdly he's a Polynesian guy, and he truly accentuates Polynesian guy. He's the nicest, sweetest guy in the world, but he's a monster.
Not on the field, oh man, I can't even imagine.
And his parents, who never got to see him play professional ball, they instilled a work ethic in him and the kindness, but that dominance on the field. Great man. So
yeah, I got to see him in the hallway before the game, and dude just laughed and hugged, and then he just looked at me and said, bro, you're getting old, man, you're still here.
It doesn't take much, like, football players age so much like, you know, the football years. Mm-hmm. If you're in your late 30s, it's like your grandpa.
Oh, I'm ancient. I'm old now. And I get called uncle. Like, this is Tristan on the squad calls me old man Jim.
Old man Jim.
Old man Jim.
It's tough for somebody that makes their living chasing the fastest guys in the league around.
Physical.
Yeah, but you came in a couple of years ago in the best shape of your life. So I think that carried over, probably helping you now.
Yeah, I'm not gonna act like I have good genes. My dad's a freaking superb athlete. That's where it comes from.
Dad, yeah, and then we have Tom Brady now extending the life of a quarterback to he wants to play till 50.
Dude, that five touchdowns last week. I thought five.
Yeah, he just drops back, doesn't even move, just throws it.
Right.
Accurately.
It looks like they're ramping you up, Jimmy. You played the most snaps last night, I think, this season, right?
Did I?
I didn't count, but I saw 22 on the field a lot.
Yeah, I played a bit of corner last night. Played some safety a little bit. I mean, you know, getting used to this role.
That's
bouncing
good.
Around.
Well, let's do it again. The Jimmy Smith Show next week will be on Monday night, 6 to 7 o'clock.
I'm going to thank the Ben Garner home team for sponsoring the show.
And all the fans out there.
Absolutely. Woo. The fans that stayed.
That's right. Not your fair weather fans.
The hardcore fans. Not the lightweights like me that went to bed and then watched the clips.
Yeah. Wow. Jimmy, you got a few more hours to enjoy the win. Thanks a lot. We'll do it again next week.
Appreciate it.